We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
BART ridership now below 10% of normal. AC Transit suspending fare collections. What next?
I don't know, because they are considered essential services. But, you know, I've got to say, I've been out and about a bit, and if any time you see an AC Transit bus, let's say crossing the Bay Bridge, chances are there's one or two people on it, maybe three or four. SamTrans, same thing coming into the city. Golden Gate, same thing. Muni, same thing. BART, similar. But they are essential services, and they have to be kept up and running, because the numbers may be small, but a lot of those people are critical workers. They're cops going to work. They're nurses. They're hospital workers. They're also grocery store workers and other key workers in stores and services that are essential, or people just trying to get around to the hospital and medical appointments and the like. Different agencies are handling it differently. BART cut back its service from 9 to midnight in an effort to at least stem some of the losses. AC Transit was kind of interesting, Stan, because what they did was, it was just kind of inadvertent. Their problem was social distancing. Right. That people paying or using their Clipper card put them right in contact or right next door to the driver itself. So they said, you can't come through the front door anymore. You got to use the back. But the back doesn't have a way to collect fares. So they said, okay, for the rest of this, we're just going to ride free, but keep riding.
Yeah, and your observation is interesting. Every time I see an AC Transit bus these days, one or two people aboard at most, always in the back. People used to ride up front and they'd chat with the driver. That's over. Hey, Phil, this may be a radical, crazy idea, but I mean, you're looking at the cost of continuing to run this service, even if it's somewhat reduced. If you're seeing nothing but empty buses and nearly empty BART trains, I mean, might it not be a better idea to just shut them down and go entirely to on-demand transit? I mean, some sort of an Uber-ish or Lyft-ish approach to moving people around?
Yeah, that would be the sort of logical thing that most people would reach for immediately. And we've seen it in other times when we've had mass disruptions going, wait a minute, is this the most efficient way to do things? But, you know, we're in a bind, because efficiency is not necessarily at the top of the list of what they've got to do or how they have to handle things. Let's say that we said, okay, we are going to switch over to an Uber setup for everybody. Theoretically, it's going to save us money, because, you know, the cost per ride for one person to ride a bus, it's got to be astronomical. Well, the fact is, you're not going to lay off that bus driver. That bus driver is going to continue to work, because they have union contracts that say, you know, don't get laid off until, let's say, for a 60-day notice. So for the next 60 days, that bus driver is going to continue to work. The lights still have to go on at the shop. The maintenance workers are still going to show up. A lot of the AC Transit payroll is going to continue, whether it's one person on a bus or 100. We saw the same thing during the drought, when utility and water companies said, save water, save water, and then people got bills that their water bill was higher. And you said, wait a minute, I cut back on my use. Why is my water bill going higher? Well, because, you know, we're selling less water, but we still have to meet our payroll and fixed costs. So we have to charge more for the water. The fact is, you know, these transit agencies are like giant, giant battleships, and you can't move with them in the nimbleness of facing dilemmas like this. And we're seeing that across the board. We're just not quick, and we don't know how long it's going to last.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.